20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
This past summer, the Office of Refugee Resettlement released 760 illegal alien minors in Tennessee without telling any Tennessee officials. Governor Bill Haslam only heard about it through a posting he spotted on the HHS website. The governor is indignant, and rightfully so. He doesn't even know where in his state the illegals were sent, and no one will tell him. He pointed out that such a large number of people will put a huge strain on Tennessee's resources. Since most of these children are school age, their sudden secret arrival also creates potential confusion in the public schools. The Tennessee governor sent a stern letter to President Obama, and he's had no response. The governor demanded to know if the illegals had had medical screening, how they were screened, and what is the official immigration status of the children, who were their sponsors, to which localities were they sent, and how long do they plan to stay in Tennessee? These are all very reasonable questions, but nobody answered the governor. It turns out that this is how Obama's Office of Refugee Settlement has handled nearly all the illegal minors who crashed our border and arrived in the past few months. I'm not sure why the Office of Refugee Settlement was involved in the first place. Illegal aliens are not refugees. Real refugees are required to prove they were persecuted or feared persecution in their home countries. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says that the illegal aliens have a right to privacy, and that right trumps the public's right to know what's going on. Now, that makes no sense. People who are not legally supposed to be in our country don't have the right to hide information from our authorities. The Tennessee governor has a right to be horrified. We should all be horrified. The federal government has no right to secretly dump illegal aliens in our states.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Yeah, thank you. Cut the music. Folks, good evening. It's the Bob Tuscan Show, but who the hell cares, right? I'll tell you why. Because it is not the Bob Tuscan Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is just my voice on the radio right now trying to relay a concept, a series of concepts to you, the listener. You know, I thought about it last night, and I want to make a confession. There is ego involved with this radio show. No, I'm not a narcissistic egomaniac. But I'll be honest, there is a freaking ego involved with this radio show. And I had that realization because as much as I say to myself, Bob, this isn't about you, you doing this show isn't about you, you're trying to make a change on this planet, and you're trying to make a better world for your child. Well, that's egotistic in a sense. And you're trying to make a better world for your community. And you're trying to wake people up. How many times have we heard that? You're trying to wake them up. Wake them up. From what? What are you waking them up for? That's the question that I wanted to bring up on tonight's show. And on this New Year's Eve 2014, I hope you can hear my voice and understand that ego is not necessarily getting in the way of sound and rational action. In fact, ego helps that. Yes, that's right. There is a place for ego. We've been told to not be egotistical, and that's understandable. The megalomaniacs that own the Federal Reserve, the private banks that create the wars create false flag terror, and so on and so forth, they are egos out of control in a malevolent way that needs to be quashed. But ego, in a sense, is healthy. Because without it, you have no freaking pulse. You're not doing anything. And you need to be a leader. Because if you're not a leader, you're a follower. And I'm tired of the order followers, the cult members, the sheep. And I don't want to alienate people because within us all, we can move beyond it. So yes, folks, confession time. There is ego involved in this show, and I am proud of it. I am proud to bring you information that is truthful, that I feel is genuine and necessary. But it's not about me at the end of the day. It's moving through me. I am a vessel, if you will. My mind is a vessel. But there's more to it. Oh, I feel that this is a spiritual battle in a sense that will go on for eons to come. Okay? A spiritual battle that transcends any of the superficial, surface level issues that we obsess over on a day after day basis. So we sit that back and we talk about this issue and we talk about that issue, but the big picture folks doesn't really care about what you did in 2014, because all the big picture knows is what you're going to do in the moment. And what you're going to do in the moment leaves a legacy behind that transcends, again, all of the symptomatic minutia that we obsess over. I'm tired of obsessing over the minutia. I'm not going to talk about Natalie Holloway on this show. I'm not going to, and that's a dated example. Not going to talk about the missing airliner. I'm not going to talk about the constant stream of this ADD mainstream media that we, even in the alternative media, get sidetracked by. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Part of me says, you know what? This whole New Year's thing is a crock of you-know-what. New Year's Eve. What does that mean to you? To me, it means very little. I come from a Jewish family, and I want to share this with you because I think it's quite compelling. There's something called Kol Nidre, and that happens during Rosh Hashanah, the highest holiday, Yom Kippur. What it is, it's a refreshment. It's a wiping the slate clean, and it's done year after year after year. And it's no accountability for the past year. You're starting new, and you're moving forward. And to me, that is a moral cop-out. That is the idea that, well, I don't need to be held accountable for my actions. I do not need to be responsible. And therefore, I can just say, because it's a new year, then I'm going to start doing this in a moral way, or start preparing, which is so necessary, starting to buy gold or silver, or starting to get food and water first, number one. Next year, for my New Year's resolution, I'm going to do this. And then the next year, for my New Year's resolution, I'm going to do this. This treadmill, folks, is there by design. Time is an illusion. Time is the same as money, in a sense. Money and time are synonymous as far as I'm concerned. Because if you think about it, it all has to do with scarcity. Okay, so money gets its value by its scarcity. Or in the case of the modern monetary system, by its debt-based nature. Time gets its value due to the same factors. Scarcity. Scarcity, folks. It controls us to a greater extent than you might ever believe. Scarcity-based mind control, in my eyes, is the number one tool for manipulating the masses. And the powers that shouldn't be, these folks that have more money than they know what to do with, that print the money out of thin air, ultimately, they are concerned about their life. Their life is scarce. Hence the push for transhumanism. And the transhumanist agenda enters the picture, ladies and gentlemen, because they can't control anything else. They can control everything else, but they can't control the lifespan, their mortality. Ultimately, scares them to death. These are control freaks, and that lack of control for that one thing their life scares them. And that's why they're pushing for the transhumanist agenda, and we'll talk about that in shows to come. 800-313-9443. Had to just go off and kind of vent tonight, folks. You know, I just get so disillusioned, and I wonder sometimes, am I doing anything of any importance here? Am I making a difference? Is this about my ego? And if so, does that really make a difference? Is that a bad benevolent factor? You know, you tell me, folks. You tell me. 800-313-9443. I won't talk about news tonight. I don't want to talk about anything but big picture stuff. The macrocosm is on the agenda tonight. And yeah, we'll also get to the Caribbean Crank at some point for a segment on tonight's Bob Tuthman Show. All right, folks, we're going to take a break here in just a second. We'll come back with some of your phone calls. I do want to hear from people.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Golden rule, do unto others as you would want done to yourself. Well, that only works if you're not sadistic, if you don't want to harm yourself, because, well, then it makes sense. And that only works if you have a strong perspective of yourself, if you have pride in yourself. See, part of the agenda here is to take pride away from us, to make us all feel like superior beings, to dumb us down, to make us feel inferior, to dehumanize us. Animals! We are all freaking animals now! The dehumanization, and I'm sorry, I'm just, again, I apologize. I'm not doing this to be hyperbolic. But there is clear agenda at hand, and I'm observing this in my everyday life, and I know you are as well. They're dumbing us down, they're dehumanizing us, they're taking men and turning them in to wussified I don't even know if I want to say what I was thinking. The BPAs and the plastics, the fluoride in the water, the stuff that the slaves just volunteer to consume. All of these are playing a toll on humanity. And we forget that sometimes because we've known about these things for so long. We've talked about these things on the radio for so long. This isn't news to anybody listening right now. It's not news to you that there's a wussification of men taking place. There's a destruction of the family structure. The feminism movement is taking away from the rationale of being a family and coexisting in a world with common sense. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all about equality. Yeah, that sounds real good. Equality. Multiculturalism, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great thing. Loving everyone. Yeah, that's also very great. Yeah. Thinking positively. All of these tenets of the so-called New Age movement. In part, like so many other pieces of disinformation, makes sense. I love everyone. I don't judge people by the color of their skin. No, I don't. Not for a second. I don't judge people because of how they were born. But I tell you what I do judge people. I judge people by their actions. I judge people by their merits. And Martin Luther King, of course, who was assassinated by the powers that shouldn't be. We've interviewed Dr. William Pepper on the show a number of times. We've had on Ken Rolla, who was very close with the King family. He knew this. He knew this. But just like anything else, his message was hijacked. It was hijacked to create a diversive, divisionary perspective placed on the minds of the weak and intellectually inferior. And now we have people that are fueling the race tensions because they shouldn't be there, that are continuing to be attached to these labels. And at the end of the day, are completely removed from common sense. Where am I going with all this? I don't know. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll take some calls tonight. Sovereign Man, how the hell are you?
Greetings and salutations, Bob.
What is going on with Sovereign Man tonight, huh?
Oh, I'm just, chilling like a villain.
You're the man. You're the sovereign man.
Oh, well, at least in my own mind, I am.
We're all sovereign beings. Okay, get me on a rant on sovereignty for a moment here, okay? The sovereign citizen thing, that's an oxymoron, as you know. Okay, that's an oxymoron. But the sovereignty, the nature of the sovereignty of our spirituality, of our being, if you will, this isn't a religious, dogmatic preaching session, but the sovereignty of our beings transcends any physical chains, including time.
I agree.
I wanted people to think about that for a second. Sovereign men, tell me. What are you going to do tomorrow? No. Let me take that back. Sovereign men, what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm speaking on the air with my buddy Bob Tuscan, who, by the way, will be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference 3 in Philly.
Well, we'll know what we'll all be doing April 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Well, hey, brother, they better get a big flipping net because there's a whole lot of fracking going to go on there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be fracking it up for sure, man.
Yeah, exactly. Willing. But what am I doing now? I'm sending out all kinds of signals so that this new program called Beware can, gather. I'm going to keep these things busy. I'm going to make this program work its processors wherever the hell they are, to the nth transistor, man. I don't know if you've heard about
that. Sovereign Man, let me ask you a question. When you go to the store, do you tell the cash register lady what you're thinking?
Oh, Bob, don't even listen. When I go to be involved in commerce, every time, people hate going out with me because they go, oh, there he goes again.
Sovereign Man, let me ask you a question. Do you talk to your neighbors?
I talk to everybody. That's the problem. They don't want to go anywhere with me because he talks to everybody.
And let me ask you a question, Sovereign Man, because nobody wants to hear it. Does that stop you?
Let me answer your question. I don't care. I don't really give a frack.
Exactly. See, Sovereign Man gets it, ladies and gentlemen. I've been told my whole life to shut my big mouth, and nobody wants to hear it, to not volunteer information, that nonviolent communication is important, and to a certain extent, I understand that we need to meet people where they're at. But if we don't open our mouths, folks, then what is going to happen? That's right. Absolutely nothing. And if you want to be stagnant, if you want to be stuck, then this is the exact mentality you should embody, folks. When we come back, I want to take more phone calls. 800-313-9443. Gotta love Sovereign Man from Sovereign Land.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I have Ivan on the line from Arizona. Hello, Ivan. How are you, my friend?
All right, Bob, and you?
Same stuff, different day. You know, I'm well. I'm re-energized. I feel as if I have a good hold on things. I'm able to look at things with a critical and open mind and kind of process things with an agnostic perspective and at the same time not let the BS fly by. That's how I'm doing. How are you?
Okay. Well, that sounds like it touches on a little bit of what the reason I wanted to call in. You know, with the Free Your Mind conference coming up here, what now, 3-4 months away now, you know, we got a big variety of speakers, and like everything else in life, you're not going to please everybody. So,
No, and I could care less. You know, Ivan, I think that at the end of the day, we get far too serious. We are completely immersed, and I mean completely immersed, with liars, with disingenuous people. I mean, they are everywhere you look. And you're going to have to vet people's information yourself. And you're going to have to stop shooting the messenger and look at every single word someone speaks and take it with the greatest pinch of salt. Because at the end of the day, you need to take a close look at the grammar before you can process it with the logic, and then do what so many people jump to without the proper process of logic then grammar, and then you can use your wisdom and espouse your rhetoric.
Right. And that's part of the sad problem there, is that within the quote-unquote truth movement itself, you know, to have, we're supposedly going in the same direction and we're all supposedly working together. And,
but we're not. We're not.
And that's the sad part.
We're all working. It's a salad bowl. It's not a mixing pot. It's a salad bowl. And although we have our own ideas that might align with one another and many of us can meet, at the end of the day, we are all our own beings. And so many presenters and so many figures and people and you know, the list goes on and on. But so many people could care less about working in any movement. It's more of a bowel movement, pardon my crude example.
Yeah. Well, bowel movement, what does that do? That gets all the unnecessary stuff out of the body to keep you at your optimum level, right?
So that's true. That's a good analogy. But at the end of the day, Ivan, it fits into the dialectic of divide and conquer. And to a certain extent, we need to be divided. Because if we were all in unity, then we would not think for ourselves. So to a certain extent, it makes sense. But when somebody obsessively continues to nitpick and is consumed with the nitpicking and the personalities, the cult of personalities, the egos, this is the ego out of control. This isn't a sound ego that takes pride and responsibility. This is the ego out of control to the point where it prevents you from actually doing anything. You see, Ivan, I could sit here all day and point fingers and point fingers and point fingers and point fingers. But what am I doing? What original thoughts am I having? And the answer is none. If all I'm doing is focusing my attention and projecting it elsewhere, then I have no personal responsibility and I have no accountability.
Yeah.
So I don't care. At the end of the day, Ivan, I don't care. I really don't care. You know, I at the end of the day, don't care. I don't care. And I don't talk about these people. I don't talk about them for a second. Well, the conversation we had cryptically just now was more than we needed to have at all. Period. Because if people aren't smart enough to discern the information for themselves and to not get caught up in the guilt by association fallacy. You ever hear of the whole thing, 7 degrees from Kevin Bacon, Ivan?
Yeah.
Well, there's always going to be 7 degrees from Kevin Bacon, meaning there's always going to be some association. My cousin has a friend who has an aunt who has another friend who's a Mossad agent, Ivan. He's a Mossad agent.
So well, you know what that means, Ivan. That discredits everything that you do.
I am a total shill. Absolutely.
Yep,
total
exactly.
Shill.
Yeah. Yep.
I love you, Ivan. I can't wait to see you in Philly, man.
All right. Same here, man.
All right. Take care. Free Your Mind Conference, April 10th, 11th, and 12th. Be there, folks. Be there. All right. Matt in Missouri is on the line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Bob. Good to hear you back on RBN again, bud.
Thanks, man. My commitment is to be a complete rebel rouser for the time that I'm here. You know, I'm kind of tired of doing a boring show talking about news. I'm just going to stir stuff up. That's what I've decided. I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going to talk about solutions. I'm going to continue to talk about solutions. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about mundane, symptomatic BS. That's my goal.
You're on fire, brother. You're not the Bob Tuscan I remembered from before you went off the air. But I wanted to address that question you asked at the very beginning. What are we waking people up from? I think the biggest lie that people have to wake up from is everybody else is just like they are. You know as well as I do, 80% of the people on this planet are good people. I don't care where they come from, what color they are, none of that stuff. They're good people. They want their families. They want to take care of their families. And they think everybody else is as good as them. They really don't understand the mindset of how crooked and wicked the people at the top really are.
That is such a good point, because it's unconscionable, if I can say that word correctly. It's not within our nature, therefore it is entirely difficult to conceive that the folks that are behind the scenes sometimes, and sometimes right in front of your frickin' face, are sick. These are people that rape little children, and I'm sorry folks, turn the radio off for a second if the kids are around, I'm sorry. I don't know how many people are listening to this with their families. But I'm not even going to speak the words, Matt. I'm not even going to speak the words. I was tempted to just be entirely raw and describe the great depth of psychopathy that are involved with these people that we can't even conceive of. But I tell you what, Matt, in a sense, all of that, those behaviors, those entirely aberrant behaviors, those extreme aberrant behaviors are within us. And you say, what? How is that possible? I could, Matt, I could do those things. I could. And if you find that sick possibility deep down in the dungeons of yourself, in your mind, and you realize that it's there and it's prevalent amongst a certain group of psychopaths, then you realize just the bare minimum of what these sickos are capable of. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, I know you're not a big Bible thumper, but I do like one verse out of the Bible. It says, the heart of man is desperately wicked, and who can know it? And anybody who thinks they're not capable of doing sick, twisted things isn't a very realistic person.
And that's right.
Here's the upshot, though. This is the good news I wanted to call and share with you. I'm talking to more and more people on a regular basis, and I'm running into people, black and white, that are looking at all of this stuff that's going on, and they're realizing, and they're saying to me, they don't listen to RBN or anything like that, but they're saying the same things I am. This is not, with all the cops and everything that's going on, this is not a black-white issue. This is a control issue. And the average American now, I think, is at the point where they're starting to see things for what they really are. And I think if we can be patient with them and just, you know, not go in there with a big dump of information, but just show them where we're at, where it's headed, I think people are ready to start seeing it.
I hope so, brother. I hope so. Take care. We'll get to final phone calls in the next segment. Geez, this hour-long show goes by too fast. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future. It's now. It's the moment. And it is the Bob Tuscan Show on this New Year's Eve, for whatever it's worth. 800-313-9443. Final segment tonight. I want to take some final phone calls if you want to join me. 800-313-9443. Clint Richardson's coming up next with Corporation Nation. Be sure to check him out at the Free Your Mind Conference, thefreeyourmindconference.com, freeyourmindconference.com. Mike in Maryland. How are you, Mike?
Hey, pretty good. This is Mike here, otherwise known as Meat Dog.
Meat Dog! What's going on?
That's my nickname on the chat room. I started out as a 9/11 truther over 10 years ago, and that opened the door for everything else, and I thank Alex Jones for that more than anybody else. And I know people like to put him down sometimes, but, you know, nobody's perfect. But I think he's done a heck of a lot for the truth movement in general.
Who?
And I naively thought that if I handed out enough DVDs, handed out enough flyers, talked to enough people, and tell people about 9/11 and the New World Order, I thought somehow some groundswell would develop. And I'm a member of DC911truth.org. And we used to go to the July parades in Tacoma Park, where we had a truth mobile. We'd hand out DVDs and flyers. We've done that every year for the past 6 or 7 years. And the past 4 years, I don't know if I've just given up or I feel like I'm beating my head against the wall. I've done stuff with Weird Change and about the vaccines and stuff. And I know people have done 10 times, 100 times more than I have. So I'm not beating my chest and saying, look how great I am. Because I've done a little bit, you know. And I've been acquiring storable foods, you know, ammunition, trying to save some money. And I've just about gotten to the point to where I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's just time to head for the lifeboats and just weather the storm, you know. Because I go to this Quaker meeting here locally in Frederick. And a lot of them are very nice people, and I agree with them, you know, on the anti-war issue, but they totally buy into the global warming hoax. And they have no idea what a fraud it is, and I try to tell them about Agenda 21, and they just shut me down, and they shut me off. And
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're not going to convince everyone of every single issue, man. We got to just come to accept that and love these people regardless. That's not to say we shouldn't tell them that they're wrong as hell. You know, that it's a confusing thing because, all right, we hear that somebody or a talk show host or somebody we know doesn't know what the hell they're talking about global warming, right? So we hear this person and we say, you know, that guy, he's full of it when it comes to global warming. And somehow a lot of people equate that to, well, therefore, I should discount this person, write him off, and forget about him. No. No, not at all. Quite the contrary. You need to continue to embrace that person. And that's not to say that you can't stop bringing up the global warming. Bring it up. Keep bringing it up. And if they write you off, well, then fine. But we can't continue to write people off because they don't meet enough of the requirements on the checklist, man. And I know I'm not saying you do that, but I think at the end of the day, we need to just continue to tell these people what's going on. And if they don't meet all the requirements, if they don't, you know, global warming, check, 9/11, check, you know, chemtrails, check, whatever the checklist might be that you've made up in your mind, well, fine. They don't have to.
Yeah, I know. It's just frustrating sometimes. And, you know, I see this train coming, you know, and I hear the whistle, and it's getting closer and closer, and it just seems like, you know, I just don't know, you know, how much I can do to warn people about it, you know, and before I just, you know, give up. People are just so brainwashed. It's incredible. It's really incredible.
Yeah, but you say that like that's, and again, I'm not picking on you. I love you, man. And I don't want you to be burnt out. I want you to continue what you're doing. But you say that like that's a big surprise. You know they're brainwashed. So
yeah.
What? We know they're brainwashed. We have to accept that. That shouldn't, you know, surprise us nor deter us from continuing what we're going to do.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't deter me. Remember 10 years ago when they were even more brainwashed, the general public, that is, and just the very mention that anything other than the official story with 9/11 made you a complete lunatic and nobody would even for a second touch about it? You started to get, remember how it used to be? It's changed a lot, but remember you would even inch towards talking about 9/11 and people would go, no, 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 no. You remember that?
Yeah, the logjam has loosened to a pretty pure extent.
So at this point, yes, people are brainwashed. Yes, they are. We know this. People are shills. People are gatekeepers. They censor themselves. We can look at the top censored stories from Project Uncensored. You know, we can look at the fact that people self-censor themselves all the time. They don't want to talk about this issue or that issue. And we say, we cry about this, and not literally cry, and I'm not talking about you again, but we talk about this as if it's some big surprise that people are brainwashed and people are not on the same page with us on issues that we seem to see pretty clearly on and are fairly commonsensical and straight to the point. So what I'm saying here, I don't know what I'm saying at the end of the day, but what I'm trying to say here, I think, is that we need to just come to terms with the fact people are brainwashed, okay? Accept that, let that sit. We've known this for years. Come to terms with that and just continue to go about our day-to-day life and just continue to hit the pavement hard.
Yeah.
Okay, you know they're brainwashed. All right, that's just, that shouldn't burn you out is what I'm trying to say. Because
yeah.
at some point, somebody's light might go off.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're still brainwashed. But that doesn't mean that we're any less validated. Is this making any sense, man?
Yeah, I know. And over the years, I've had several people that I've contacted and have thanked me for letting them know what was going on, you know, for what's happening. So I do have some people that I have affected.
We all have stories like that, I'm sure. You know, I have an aunt. Thanksgiving 4 years ago ended up pretty darn badly, man. I tell you, it was one of the most dramatic Thanksgivings I've ever had. We were sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table with my family, and they were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and they were talking about football, and I was out of my mind, and I said, "You all are brainwashed! This is ridiculous! Don't you care? Don't you care about what's really going on?" It was one of those moments, dude. And you know what? That same aunt that told me to shut up and not talk about, don't talk about this kind of stuff at the dinner table, not for Thanksgiving. Don't talk about. You know what happened years later? She had a friend who told her about 9/11 again and showed her a little piece. Next thing you know, she contacts me and she says, "You know what, Bob? You were right about some of this stuff. I'm starting to warm up to it." So we can never tell, and if we shut up, then that would never happen. That introduction might never happen, and at the end of the day, that trip down the rabbit hole might not have never been initiated.
Well, it's like there's this 12-step group that I'm a member of, but they say it's progress, not perfection. So we just have to keep, you know, we can't give up is the bottom line. Hey, I don't want to take up too much time. Thanks for taking my call. You've got a great show, and keep up the good work.
Take care, man. Appreciate it. All right, folks, tomorrow night, we're going to continue on this thread. I think it's important. I think it's important to get things situated, again, on a macroscopic level. This is kind of a look at the big picture, a look at our activism. I come to this show first and foremost as an activist, a human being who sees the writing on the wall. It needs an outlet to vent. That's all it is. That's all it is. Folks, I love you. I really do love all of you. I do have unconditional love, in a sense, even for those that are as psychopathic, if I can say the word, as psychopathic as you could ever imagine, as you might not even be able to imagine. Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, we're having Fader Exxon. He's the author of a new book, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. We'll be talking to him about the inner workings of the secret orders that are not so secret anymore with whistleblowers like Fader X. Until then, enjoy the rest of your evening. I love you. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.